Pratt?
Is he a Pratt all the way through?
Is he a Pratt all the way through? What's the journey of the part? How does he change? And why? Who changes him or what changes him? How is he different from when he began this journey that we've been asked to pay and follow him on?
You know?
Would I want to take this role, me, Jim Smith, the actor? Will it please my agent? Will it get me other parts? Will I enjoy it?
Yes. Is it a star role? Because it has to be.
Yes. You've got to have 4-star roles, haven't you?
I think so.
I think so, darling. I think they've all got to be... there's a word I can't think of it. Not maestros. They've all got to be... Can't think of the word.
Well, anyway, charismatic.
Yes, they've all got to... They've all got to be leads.
Yeah.
4 leads.
Yeah.
Otherwise... it's like that thing, I may or may not have said to you, did I tell you the Bob Peck jokes on the phone? I think I did, didn't I?
Say.
The Bob Peck jokes.
No, I can't remember.
About, because you know, he's this Yorkshireman who always says what he thinks, and actors never say what they think. And he was in The Three Sisters, Trevor Nunn directing. Did I tell you?
No, I don't think so.
And Edward Petherbridge, who's playing Dr. Dawn, he was playing Vashinin. Sue Burtish was playing Marsha. You know, there are 3 sisters, but Marsha and Vashinin are having a love affair.
Yes.
And usually they are, in fact, played by the most important actors.
Mm.
And Trevor Nunn said, well, now look, he said, there is one thing we must try for, because so often Marsha and Vashinin are played as the leads. You know, they're played like by the nonce.
Yes, yes.
And he said, but we have to remember that this is the story of 3 sisters. They each have a through-line, a storyline, you know, lovers, everything. And we mustn't play Marsha and Vashinin as the leads.
Yes.
And Bob Peck at the back said, oh, well, there's no fear of that. But then Judy said, oh, Bob Peck, she said. Well, she said, Michael, that's her husband, you know, the chap with the round face. Said,
yes, I do.
He was in this, really, and she named the play. It was some Middle European play about soldiers all dying off one by one, you know, some dreadful Middle Ages thing. She said, Bob Peck was in it, and Michael was cast. And she said, the first day of rehearsal came, and she said, and she took a piece of paper. She said, and Bob Peck, she said, came in, looked round, looked at Michael, took a pen, and did this. Held that up and said, how am I supposed to act against that? He said, it's about Michael, my Michael.
But she knew. Yes, that's right. That's what he's like.
Yeah.
She knew.
Yeah, she knew.
And loved him.
She knew and loved him. Yeah. But if this is it, we've got 4 leads.
Well, right. I understand what we're getting.
You have got to want to play any one of those 4 parts.
I know what we're getting at. And let's talk about, just mention Roy, because that's the one we have been.
That's the one, because if the others in a way have a
sort themselves off.
They tear off and survive, yes.
Yeah.
It's Roy, it's his integrity, and it means that I have to take Blinding Light, and which is the first moment we see Roy, and I have to give him some genuine, I have to make him genuinely attractive person.
Yes.
I just have to make sure that he's not a jerk all the way through, that he has that journey.
Yes, how old is he, darling?
Well, yes, you know, it's funny, Denise was saying, he should be my age, but he shouldn't be. I mean, if he's been in the 60s, a la In the Song,
well, yeah,
he has to have been my age. I was young for In the 60s.
Yeah.
But if he is, that makes him 43.
Yeah.
And Denise says, listen, he's got to be Juve Leeds. So I would say, well, there's lots of Juve Leeds, you know, in the films that are 43. I mean, it's not a problem. But she said, well, you know, couldn't he be more like Stuart, who's 23? She fancied pairing off with 23.
You see, what I mean, the fact is that one of the most, you know, if you think of the models, you know, the people who are about, who do we like? Well, we have a weakness for the travellers, and they're always being messed about. Although I'm quite sure if they were parked at the bottom of our garden, they'd be the same, you know. Yeah. And we like people who are a bit off the wall. I mean, look how popular Richard Branson is. He's an absolute cunt of a chap. Because he goes around, you know, in his pulley and doesn't look like a businessman and that sort of thing.
Yes, that's right.
And one of the attractive things we like are these slightly aging hippies, people who haven't quite joined, because that doesn't fit in with his his role, you know, as someone running Dad's business.
But he's always tried to make his wallpaper loving in a tasteful way.
Yeah.
Now, you see, that's trouble, isn't it? Because that's on the turn, isn't it, that line? That makes him have to be some sort of prat.
Yeah.
And yet, maybe that's not wrong. Maybe that's right. That's okay. No?
It's difficult because, you see, if he's a wimp or prat,
yeah.
Like, for instance, in my screenplay, which Johnny's just reactivated when I'm trying to sell it,
mm.
Roy is a wimp. And, you know, we've had trouble with some people who read it, so, oh, this guy's a wimp, you know, who needs him, and that kind of thing. But it's Beauty and the Beast reversed.
Good.
She kisses him awake, you know.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to get. That the In the 60s song is his song of falling asleep.
Yeah.
And that she reactivates
him. Yeah.
Well,
we have to see her do that.
We have to see her do that.
Yeah.
You see, I thought, now this is wrong.
See, it's love that does it. I always remember my psychology professor, who was a boring old fart, and we all sat there sleeping away as ever, you know, getting over our hangovers. And he suddenly said, well, there are psychoneurosis he was going on quite endlessly. And he said, well, sometimes you do get spontaneous cures. And we sort of halfway that. What do you mean spontaneous cures? Neurotics and neurotics. He said, love can actually do it.
Oh.
Have patients who fall in love, and the quality of the love.
Does work.
It does work, you know.
You see, I suppose I'm being superficial, because I'm hoping that the fact that I'm using her reactivation on in an alternative way by this Earl of his company, and prior to that, the fact that he has turned and respects her and wishes to serve her.
Mm.
But that's not enough, is it?
No, it isn't, because that is mundane, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're saying he's turned by the lure of money.
No. She. It happens before.
Oh, it happens before.
It happens before. He says he has decided he has been a shit.
Wow.
He has decided that he doesn't care about his company. That life is too short.
Right.
That he feels safe when he is with her.
What makes him decide that? We have to know.
Well, it is actually, I mean, I haven't dramatised it, and what you're both saying, actually, is that I should. So I'm only telling you now what I have done, not what I should do.
Right.
But in the almost punch-up that occurs after she chucks them all out of her flat, Dan convinces them, he's already tried with Anna, with Roy, that he's been a shit.
Yeah.
Maybe he should feel he's been a shit anyway from the moment that he jilts her. I don't know.
Yeah, but this is all internalised.
It's all internalised.
It isn't dramatic.
No, it's not dramatic.
See, there has to be a dramatic moment, don't there? You know, there's a classical...
Well, you're quite right.
Yeah, there's a classical thing that all success... Somebody famous in America wrote this, that all successful films, no, plays, I think, throughout history, and he went on about Shakespeare and everybody else, maybe it was Arthur Miller, I don't know, are when the protagonist is going down the wrong path, and when he sees the light,
yes,
and he is turned, you know, it's like rebirth.
That's right. There has to be the dramatic moment.
Yeah.
Halfway through the second act fusion.
That wallpaper and Roy...
It comes together.
Via Mad.
Well, that's right. I've always feared... You know, I said, there's only one thing. There's the salvation of this company. Or not.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, the salvation of it, because in the original, they all ran away, and
that's
I don't
right.
think that's the solution. So it's either going to be Mad who does it, or Roy, and Mad is my heroine.
Sure.
So Mad does it, and I found the way via the Earl, and I didn't want to make too much of it, because
Correct.
It can't go too far. It's,
sure.
you know, it's only a way of moving.
Yeah.
So that left Roy with no way to prove himself.
Right.
And
he's
that's what we're looking
yes,
for.
Yes, he's got to, what's the word, pull the sword out of the stone.
Yes, he has. He's got to do something.
To be worthy.
And it's the comic way, or the even the straight way, for goodness sake, of doing that that I've not found. And it has to happen, as you say, halfway through the second half.
Yes.
And so that's somewhere where the wallpaper's already lewd, but it's not dangerous so far in this present draft. And Anna's Mads chucked them out. Roy's been a shit, and he's now got to prove himself. Mad's going through. Now, I've just got this drunk scene where they come in. There's nothing there in the subplot, in the wallpaper plot, for him to do at that moment. Unless I find another way in.
We're all carried along, but in fact, the fact that we, the audience, at first think that this wallpaper is a terrible catastrophe, and then we find that ultimately it's a wonderful
you
thing.
You clever man. Yes. Yeah. It's the wallpaper thing.
It's the wallpaper, yeah.
We,
retrospectively,
think that Roy's a twit. We,
yes.
we are not. Because we've forgiven ourselves, and we've seen...
Yeah, we've seen his twitishness.
We've seen the switch, and we've identified ourselves now with the switch.
You said that there was something else undone with the wallpaper, and I always think if you've got two things undone in that way, maybe you can collide them.
Yeah. You see, I think he has to have a moment.
He has to have a moment, and it has to do with the wallpaper.
I mean, 20 years ago, we could have him, drop a tab or something. But you can't do that now. You see,
no.
He has to have a moment of...
Way of truth for him.
Of truth.
He has to, and it has to have a plot point to it,
yes,
is what we're saying.
It has to have a plot point. You can't just wander in, look at the wallpaper and suddenly realise...
Drop a tab, you know. Yeah, no.
Out of nowhere.
She must, in some way, what it's got to symbolise is the idea that she believes in certain standards, and he has never... realize those standards. He's gone from being the hippie to being his father's
being the conformist
robot.
Yes.
And he has never realized speculative volition and therefore the responsibility that entails.
Right.
So it has to be something. It has to be a plot point. So that I have to invent out of nowhere some sort of plot point to do with the fact that the wallpaper is selling well, suddenly? I could introduce that idea? I don't know.
Well, you see, you can't really respect him until he can respect himself. And he hasn't been all that successful, really.
No, hasn't.
Well, it's not that he hasn't been successful.
I didn't mean successful in business.
No, he hasn't been successful in his reaction.
Yes.
To crisis.
Yes.
That's
what we've seen
him
fall down.
Behaving inadequately.
And he hasn't had the turnaround.
Yeah.
Two-thirds through a piece, you've got to have the turnaround.
Yeah.
And the difficulty is, if you've got one hero, which most pieces have, then you only need the turnaround for one person. But I've had to find turnarounds for all four.
Yeah.
So I've divided them off as Madeline. I will deal with her turnaround in detail and make her crisis everyone else's crisis point, and then they will find a way to sort it out amongst themselves. You know.
See, her turnaround really is when her father comes back.
That's right, but her turnaround really yes. is when she chucks
yes.
him out.
Yes, when she says she's taking charge of her life.
That's right. Yes. And it's at that moment
yeah.
that she does a brave act.
Yeah.
She takes it for granted
yeah.
that he will approve of something that she's about to do.
Right.
She takes responsibility.
Yes.
Is
that after her father's back?
She yes, after her father's back, and it's
yes.
after...
So in a way she's been empowered.
Yes.
She's
even though in a negative way.
In a negative way.
Yeah.
Somehow she's been empowered. Instead of one more loss in her life,
yeah.
a bit of energy has been injected into her.
Yes.
And she says, right.
Yes.
Now I can grasp her.
Yes, I tell you, yes, exactly that.
Yeah.
So that is the main one.
Yeah, that's
and I've
the
got
main
to
one.
Have a subsidiary one
yeah.
for Roy in order
yeah.
to make him worthy
not,
of her.
Not bigger to unbalance everything.
No, smaller.
Smaller.
But enough. And I,
so maybe he has to come back before the other two.
Yes.
And have a moment of his own, a smaller moment, maybe in a song, where he's lonely. What's the state of play then? He's been chucked out by her, I think.
They've been chucked out and she goes off to actually make the sale.
Yeah.
And then, as is at the moment, the three of them, troop back to her flat
yeah.
to say sorry and that they will serve her.
Mm.
And there's a song on their journey there,
yeah.
and arriving there, they find that she is not there.
And there's a mess.
And there's this mess, and they're worried, and he is worried.
Yeah.
And he then sees intruders, vandals, in
yeah.
his office. And what I could do, if we wanted him in first,
yeah.
is have him say to them, no, I'll go, I'll deal with the vandals. I mean, that's weak, but... and then he would have a moment with her first. But that's not a plot point.
No.
That's just a preference.
Yeah.
Preferential treatment. It doesn't make him brave.
No.
You see, I've cut that. There's something there that I've foreshortened. Because I've not done any development of the company problem, really. I've gone from question on it. To answer.
Mm.
They're chucked out, this doesn't seem to be important enough to my mind, but one small improvement to one's idea of Roy's character is if the other two were really rather abusive and generally...
Yes.
But you made him the one. To become the leader when faced with something too.
It won't do it. I agree with you. But making the others nastier to make him nicer is not the answer.
Not the answer, no.
I don't think so, no.
But then he has to have...
There has to be a plot point or something.
Yeah, he is... well, of course...
You see, what you're both saying is that you can't ingratiate him back in. There's got
no.
to be some particular element.
No. He's either got to start off more admirable. Or alternatively, I mean, we do know, I mean, in real life, very often, a strong woman, which she becomes,
yes.
and a weaker man, you see it over and over again. I mean,
yes,
you
see, that is true. I am telling that story in a way. It
yeah.
is A Star Is Born,
yeah.
in a way.
That's right.
I mean, everything's autobiographical, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. I mean, and it's the play I'm working on at the moment, A Cardinal, is this very strong, dominant actress. Her lover is Tregaron, the writer, who is weaker.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He tries
he
to
is.
Get away from her.
Yes, that's a very good...
You know, and she's much too strong and manipulative.
Ah, well, that's different. That comes on in that way, doesn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
It's different.
Yes,
I mean,
that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful storyline, that.
But, I mean, so the only way you could, perhaps, endear us to Roy...
Yeah.
Is to make him
strong
really
to begin with.
Kind and loving but weak.
Well, or
Yeah.
The other thing is, like his father, who was a very good man, but who wasn't a businessman.
Yes. That's the weakness of loving in a tasteful way, that everything he's done has been actually a failure, and he's tried very hard to do it right, but he's not a businessman.
He's not a businessman.
And she kind of relieves him of that responsibility,
yeah, because he
which
doesn't
is his anxiety.
Greed.
He doesn't. He can't do it.
He's done it because Dad died.
So we
and
have
he
to
had
find
to
a moment for that.
Yes. What he really wanted to be was what? What did he really
he
want?
He wanted to design the wallpaper, really. He wanted to be, I suppose, who Dan is in a strange sort of way. He wanted to be the inaugurator of things.
Mm. Or if it's a comedy, I mean, not even that. He could have wanted to be something quite other.
What, a pearl diver?
Yeah, you know what you know.
Something exotically silly.
Yeah, or... what do people want to be? He wanted to be a film star.
He wanted to be an actor. No, we've got to use this to sharpen him up, not
yes.
to
right.
Lighten him off.
No, we don't want to lighten him off.
What about wanting to be an inventor?
Look.
That's too obscure. No?
Yes. Yes, it has to be, you're
it
right.
It has to be something that we feel sympathy with.
Yeah, the thing is something, yeah. But
now, hold on, maybe not. Listen.
Yeah.
Just get this right. Maybe it's acceptable to do this. If I take Blinding Light, his first song,
yes.
And in it, and I've got to change the words anyway because I've got to introduce the idea of Dan, whom he's phoning. And so he could be admiring of Dan. Because we don't need to make a lot of things. He could be admiring of Dan,
yes.
And Dan, the energy in Dan's work.
Yes.
And he could admire Dan in various ways.
Yeah.
It just sort of turns it around and into the group again and makes things refer to other things, which
yeah.
is a way of getting...
cementing in rather than dissipating out.
Yes, new things.
Yeah.
And if we see him as quite a cut and dash, you know, who's that lovely Irish actor around at the moment in films, I mean? He's gone to America now. Didn't he do My Left... Oh, it was Daniel Day-Lewis who did My Left Foot.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, I mean.
Yeah.
If he was more like a Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Perhaps a little older than... I don't know how... He's in his 30s, is he? He might... Well, there you are. Something like that.
Yeah.
A bit more rugged and diffident.
Amiable, diffident, a nice hunk.
Yes, I think that's who he should be.
Yes.
And if he's that, and then we see his anxiety in context as comedic as well. And his liaison with Anna, his momentary shittiness with Anna, is also in that Irish tradition.
It'd be nice if he was literally played by an Irishman. I mean, it may seem corny.
Well, you see, I always had Dan as Irish. He was originally called Daniel Brennan.
Oh, I see.
And Madeline, although she was Madeline Jackson and was taken her mother's name, was of half-Irish stock.
Yes.
I mean, that was my that was very low down. But I just...
No, well, he'd been
well,
to Australia.
He, he'd been to Australia,
yes,
but he was his name was Det Brennan, and he came from Liverpool, in my mind. Does it show? But his name was Brennan.
Yeah.
But you're right. I could give him the Irish.
Yes.
And take it away. Madeline
is
an Irish name, isn't it? Madeline, a bit.
No, not really.
It could be English.
Could be English, quite English. I don't associate it with Ireland.
Because Denise always said she wanted to play it in slight Irish.
Oh, but you see, if he's Irish, hold on a minute, then it solves all the problems for you. Because he brings a slight poetic, lazy, laid-back, slightly untamed, slightly out-of-kilter quality, slightly making a fuck-up, the Paddy factor. What he's doing.
That's the answer.
It does it all for you.
It does it all for you.
You don't have to plot it.
All right.
And then what you have to be careful...
He's Irish.
I'm going to bloody change his name, you know.
Change his name.
What's his name?
O'Rourke.
Well, I don't care about his second name.
No, it's his best name. Let's think of his... Think of Irish names and pick the best one. No, I'll give you all
it's
the Irish
names.
It's
just a surname.
You need a surname?
The Christian name, yes.
There's Dermot.
Yes, Paddy.
Declan. Patrick. Sean. Brendan.
I want the one that is Irish but sounds least, so it can't be Pat.
Shut up, Nelly. Michael. That's the one that's least, but is Irish.
Michael. Michael, that's good.
Yeah.
Mike. I can shorten it to Mike.
Yeah.
And then I can use it if I want the in music.
Yeah,
you can use Michael then in an Irish sound, almost Irish.
Yeah.
If you sing it, Michael.
Yeah.
You know, rather
than
Mike. And that, that's nice.
And that's the hero's name too.
Is it? Yeah, Michael Douglas.
You know, there are some names, you know, like Nigel, which can't be hero's name.
No.
But Michael is a hero's name, which helps him.
Yes.
Whereas Rory is a wimp's name, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You see, Dennis is a wimp's name.
Right, if he has... Now, it was William's family wallpapers, because he was Welsh.
Yeah.
Now he's not going to be Michael Williams.
No.
He's going to be Michael. Now I don't want O anything.
No.
Not
well,
O'Rourke or
let's
O.
Think of
there's Crosby.
There's Nolan. Logan's an Irish name.
It's got to be Logan's family wallpaper, or Brennan's family wallpaper. Family wallpaper.
Rourke. Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Shut up!
Oh, Kennedy's not bad.
Kennedy's not bad, actually.
Kennedy's family wallpaper.
Yeah. Michael Kennedy.
Does it get us into it? Do people think too much about of Kennedy? No, it's fine.
No, I don't think so. It's such a common name.
So it's either Kennedy. I like Crosby as well.
Oh, Crosby's nice too.
And it's also game for me.
Yeah.
Crosby's family wallpaper.
That's quite good, isn't it? Because
nice.
It's Irish.
Yeah. Michael Crosby.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Okay. So that, and we can, he's a rough diamond, really.
Yes.
He's a rough diamond, and he's an incompetent businessman, and she sorts him out.
That's right. And you will romp them, darling, from the first time they meet. We in the audience will romp them to get together.
Right.
Because he must be a charmer.
We must romp that.
Yeah.
He's got to be a charmer.
Yeah.
Who's a little bit weak.
Right, well, it's fine.
Then when he has a go with Anna, we think, oh, the Burke.
Yes.
You know, and we don't think, what a cheesy, rotten, wimpy swine.
Yes, yes. Great. Dad gets Dan to sign. He doesn't mind signing.
Right.
He's not going to stay in the country, so he doesn't care, really.
So he'll take the rap.
Whatever.
Thing, yeah.
But she is shocked by his signature. His name is Dan Jackson.
Ah, yeah.
Her surname is also Jackson. She asks, are you my father? He asks, are you mad?
Nice.
we get these pings, and then there's that section that goes, flights for Tokyo, and it all goes mad, and ends with all these flights are all delayed.
Yeah.
And during that ping, whilst Mad and Dad embrace, Dan, but then after that, Dan has a ticket. He'll be no good for her. Mad realises that Dan intends to take the bloody plane.
Right.
You can't, she says. And then we get into a song.
Yeah.
And this is a duet between them and should be quite something.
Yeah.
You know. Hold on. Any sound coming up here? Yes, I'm sorry. I've been recording this.